高兴有我们独一无二的周姐来让我们给我们分享，他的一个信息是宝贵的信息。周姐会用英文讲，然后我会尝试用中文跟他翻译试试看。谢谢。
夏威助理是说不要 speaker，
本来夏弟兄今天是要来，不过他今天没有来，就由我来代替。
So today I'm going to practice to preach and Andy is going to practice to translate。
所以今天我要练习去传福音，然后由 Andy 来尝试来翻译。
Yeah， 所以anyway， 我想我们都是要在教会里面。
Anyway, we are going to service in the church.
Okay, before we start, let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you gathered us here to worship you.
感谢神让我们来到这里，来敬拜你。
Lord, we realize that your spirit works.
Yeah, 我们知道神仍然在做工。
And then a lot of our speaking are in vain.
它成为我们每天都会看到的。
But we pray that you would guide us.
我们祷告希望神可以带领我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
那个。Andy, I pray my prayer and Andy pray his prayer.
我跟周姐所讲就是差不多。
Anybody know when is the birthday for the church? Anybody know my dear when is the birthday for the church?
For our church?
For the church, the Christian church. I don't think I don't even know when is the birthday for our church, but anybody know when is the birthday for the church?
Okay, say.谁知道哪里是教会的第一次的成立呢？
有人说是母亲节。
圣日。
在这边的看见。
因为他不是说是谁做，就是一般的确实。
Yeah, Susan is right.
Susan, 你是对的。
Yeah, when Jesus was resurrected, after Jesus was resurrected.
当那个基督从死里面复活
，He tell his disciple，
他对他的使徒说
，Don't leave Jerusalem，
都离开了耶路撒冷
，Wait for the promised Holy Spirit to come，
要等候主，他所应许的圣灵来到。
So on the day of Pentecost，
所以在这个五旬节那天
，The Spirit come down on all these disciples waiting for， waiting there。
Yeah, 所以圣灵降下的一天在四主之间降临。
And everybody began to fill with the Spirit.
Yeah, 所以每一个人都被圣灵充满。
And they speak in other tongues.
他们还说方言。
那么如果 if there's a Chinese guy there that day,
如果那天有中国人在的话
they hear the Jewish disciples speaking in Mandarin.
所以犹太的士徒他们可能会讲国语。
所以 that day, after that day, church was born, the universal church of Christ was born.
所以那天我们就把它当成一个教会的成立的日子。
And the day when the Holy Spirit came.
所以当圣灵来到的日子。
And the church started.
所以那个教会就在那天开始。
You know, also about 30 or 40 years ago, another movement happened in the church.
在三十年前，教会有一个运动。
That's when I was in college.
当时我还在那个大学里面。
You know, there's a movement called Pentecostal movement.
这个只是非常难记的。
灵恩的运动。
这个是灵恩的运动。
I remember a friend invited me to a Pentecostal church.
我有一个朋友邀请我到一个灵恩运动的教会。
So when I go there and the lady was praying.
我去到那个时候，有一个
姐妹
在那边祷告。
I was so impressed. She was so emotional.
我是非常的感动，因为看到她非常的有感情的。
She was crying, weeping.
她在流泪，她在哭。
Tears come out.
那个眼泪都流下来。
I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, 我是有一点惊奇。
I never see people pray like that.
我从来没有看过人家祷告是这一个样子。
You know, recently our church, the kind of hymn that we sing.
我们最近那个确实所唱的诗歌。
That we clap our hands.
我们都拍我们的手。
We raise our arms.
我们举起我们的手。
A lot of these are influenced by the Pentecostal.
这一些都是有那个灵恩的给我们一些感动。
Very good influence.
那个是一个很好的影响。
And after I went to the church, we invite one of the brothers to come to our Bible study.
我们在 church 以外，我们请一些弟兄来到
教会里面的弟兄。
对，教会里面的弟兄来到我们。
So he comes to our prayer meeting.
他来到我们中间。
When I was in Bible study, we have a chapel, very nice chapel. We pray inside.
我们在一个小教堂里面在聚会。
So he comes to teach us to pray.
Yeah, 所以他的来到教我们怎么样去祷告。
So first of all, when he comes here, he says, "Why you pray inside here?"
他说你们为什么要在小房子里面祷告呢
？Look, people are outside on the campus.
Yeah, 所有的人都在那个校园外面祷告。
Are you afraid to stand up for Christ?
你是不是害怕为耶稣基督站起来呢？
I mean, we may be embarrassed, but we are not timid. We are not afraid.
Yeah, 我们那个时候是感到不太好意思，不过我们绝对不是害怕的。
所以我说 ，Yeah, let's go pray out. Then we should pray outside.
Yeah, 我们应该是要到外面去祷告。
So we decided to go outside to pray. So we go right in the front of the law library. You know?
Okay, 所以我们就出去了，而且跑到那个图书馆外面去。
Right next to the statue.
就在一个树葬的旁边。
So we go pray.
我们在祷告。
And so when his turn come, and then he turn.
等那个轮到那个第一兄的时候。
He prayed so loud.
他很大声的祷告。
And with a very shaking voice.
而且是有一个抖颤的一个声音。
So I was hoping that none of my friends showed up.
所以我希望没有一个我的朋友在那个时候经过。
I was afraid my professor might stop by and see me.
我是很怕我教的教授也经过。
So next week I don't really feel like going anymore.
所以在下一个礼拜我就觉得我好像不应该再去了。
But luckily, everybody decided too much pressure.
所以其实每一个人都要同样的决定，觉得压力非常大。
We decided to go back to the chapel to pray.
Yeah, 我们决定还是回到那个小屋子里面去。
And we are sure we are not afraid to stand up to Christ.
我们知道我们绝对不是害怕为基督站起来。
But somehow we feel embarrassed. We are ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah, 不过我们还是觉得不好意思。
We feel that somehow.We are not bold enough to do it in front of all these people.
因为我们觉得我们好像还没有这一个勇气。
Yeah. I think recently, the criticism is not very often Krishna. We have been criticized. We are not our spiritual are very infantile. Very often criticism.
现在有一些批评，就是我们的基督徒好像我们的在灵上面没有很坚强。
我们灵命很低弱。
Yeah, 灵很低弱。
But I think that is so still acceptable. We realize we need a lot of growth.
Yeah, 这个其实是可以接受的，因为我们还是在成长。
But then when the criticism begin to say that, look at your church.
所以有些批评就是说，你看看你自己的教会。
Your church are so dull.
你们的教会是非常无聊，非常沉闷。
You look how you are sleeping.
你们有一半都好像在睡觉。
There's no spirit here.
你们没有圣灵的存在。
When you sing, nobody clap.
你们在唱歌的时候根本没有人拍手。
And this is maybe a dead church.
那个教会可能是没有生命的确实。
And sometimes I heard a criticism like that.
所以我是常常听到这样的评论。
不是常常，就 when I heard it, I looked around, I said, is it true?
这样我就回头看一看，我们是不是这样子呢？
Holy Spirit working in our church.
圣灵应该是在我们的这里。
Is Holy Spirit here?
圣灵是在这里。
是在这里吗？
是在这里吗？
那那那when I recently studied the Gospel of John.
最近我在读那个约翰福音。
And I realized, you know, Jesus Christ talked a lot about the Holy Spirit.
其实耶稣基督是说了很多关于圣灵的事情。
From the Gospel of John in chapter 14 to 6:17.
在约翰福音14章到16章。
七章 ，He is talking about the Holy Spirit.
他是说关于圣灵的事情。
Yeah, if Holy Spirit is working here,
如果圣灵是在这里
，We should know.
我们应该知道。
And we should acknowledge.
我们应该被感恩是。
So I want to share a few words that I learned in the in the Gospel of John.
Yeah, 我在约翰福音里面看到几段是想跟你们分享。
Let's read Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let's start with chapter 14.
Chapter 14, verse 16.
Yeah.
约翰福音14章16节。
Let me not go to ask Andy to read the Chinese.
我要求父就另外赐给你们一位保卫师，叫他永远与你们同在。就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
Yeah, over here, Jesus promised a Holy Spirit to come.
因为耶稣基督他答应了那个圣灵一定会来，
他应许一个圣灵来赐给我们，
应许
Holy Spirit is called him for 保卫师，
圣灵也叫保卫师。
What's the difference? You think there's a difference between the Holy Spirit of the Old Testament and the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised here?
你们觉得在旧约跟新约的圣灵跟耶稣基督所说的有分别吗？
You think any difference between the spirit?
有分别吗？
People say, oh, God is always the same.
神永远都是一个。
But you remember, in the Old Testament, when Holy Spirit comes on certain people,
在旧约里面，圣灵只是对某一些人的存在。
They come on certain empowered, Holy Spirit empowered.
他们使他很有能力。
So they can accomplish thing that God wants them to do.
他可以完成神所指派他们所做的。
It happened like Daniel, Joseph.
他在那个但以理约瑟。
撒母耳
的身上。
Yeah, only see when you have spirit come on them, and sometimes and then afterwards spirit leave.
圣灵都在他们身上，不过过了一段时间，圣灵就离开他们。
Sometimes because they did something wrong.
因为他们做了一些不应该做的事情。
But here in the Gospel of John, Jesus promised the Spirit that will be with you forever.
在约翰福音这耶稣基督说，圣灵是永远不离开你们的。
Here he said that he will be, the Spirit will be with you, will live with you.
Yeah, 他说圣灵会跟你在一起，也跟你们同在。
And it's inside of you.
也是在你们里面。
How many people feel that the Spirit is living inside of you, or the Holy Spirit inside of you?
有几个人害怕圣灵住在你心里面，感觉到圣灵是在你们里面。
I heard a joke.
我叫约伯。
There's a kid, after he come back to the Sunday school.
等他们从那个主日学回来的时候。
He can tell his mom, I'm making a mess of Jesus Christ.
我对耶稣基督做了一些莫名其妙的事。
我把耶稣基督弄很脏了。
弄得很脏了。
My father doesn't know what he is talking about. Why you make the mess of Jesus Christ? And he said, I'm making a mess of Jesus Christ. And then finally, the mom realized, in Sunday school.
最后那个妈她知道了，其实在主题学里面。
The teacher told him that Jesus is inside of him.
那个老师说那个耶稣是在我的心中。
So he said I'm making a mess because I eat so messy.
我是把它搞大，因为我吃东西的时候弄得非常脏。
How do you know understand that Jesus Christ, whether it's the Spirit or the Holy Spirit inside of us?
你们怎么知道那个圣灵或者是耶稣基督在你们的心里面？
Actually, I think very few people can tell.
我是觉得很少人真的可以了解的。
I think the only experience that we have.
我们唯一的经验是。
I think it's maybe on the Sunday morning.On some Sunday morning,
可能就是只有在礼拜天的早上。
Sometimes we feel like I want to take a break this Sunday.
有时候我们还想，可能这个礼拜天我们还是不要去。
I want to go shopping, maybe.
Yeah, 我们去买东西好了。
And some of this another voice within us.
不过我们心中有另外一个声音。
Somehow not my own voice.
这个绝对不是我自己的声音。
Somehow he's not happy about the decision.
他也是不太高兴我所做的决定。
Oh, sometimes when we are doing an offering, making an offering.
我们有时候是拿那个 lottery, 就是
offering, that's offering.
对，我们有时候在奉献的时候。
And we experience another struggle.
我们常常有另外一个挣扎。
Something too much or too little.
我们奉献的太多了，还是太少了。
I think maybe sometimes we at night time we are tired. I mean like watching TV.
有时候晚上我是觉得很累，所以我在看电视。
And then another voice says, "You want to do some Bible study, read your Bible."
所以我心中又有一个声音跟我说，你不应该看电视，应该是要做一些圣经的研究。
I think these are only happen to Christians.
我想这个是唯有在基督徒的身上才会发生。
People who are not Christians never have that debate.
就是他不是基督徒的话，他觉得没有这个辩论。
So for Christian day, something there that was not there before, it's something there.
因为在基督徒里，他以前不在这里，不过现在已经在他。
It's something that the Christian has that the non-Christian does not.
Yeah, 这个是只有基督徒才有，非基督徒是没有的。
I think also that Alcoholic Anonymous, an organization.
Oh.在那个就结婚，
那个阿婆婆那就是
结婚大戒烟证，
不是就让你不要喝酒的，
哦，
戒酒的，
哦 ，OK，
那本教会，
哦 ，OK， 他有那个劝你们戒酒的一个教会在这里。
Somebody realize, there is nothing for to get rid of addiction.
他们知道是很难把一个东西把它戒掉。
所以 and they discover also.
所以他其实也在很痛苦。
If you make someone a Christian,
if
you make someone a Christian, 你当一个人成为一个基督徒，
对，你如果成为一个基督徒的时候
，It's somewhat easier for him to get rid of addiction.
他就会很容易把这个不应该做的事情把它戒掉，
把这个戒毒啊、戒酒可以戒掉。
Yeah.
Only if you become a Christian, it doesn't work. If you are honest.
Yeah, 所以只有你是基督徒的时候才会容易发生。
They find that once they become a Christian, another voice.Within.
因为你是基督徒的话，你心里面就有一个声音会跟你讲话。
They discover another voice speak within that person, tell you not to do it.
Yeah, 他因为在心里面会跟你讲话，叫你不要做一些坏事情。
Without that religious experience,
如果没有这个宗教的经验
，He is in total agreement with what he wants to do.
Yeah, 所以你只会同意你自己心里面所说的。
There was no resistance.
因为你不会有一种反抗的力量。
These are some of the evidence that there is something within the Christian.
Yeah, 所以这个就是总结了我们基督徒心里面应该有的东西。
Even very often people tell me.
Yeah, 所以有很多时候有人告诉我。
They come to church, hey, you know the kids in the church are so much nicer.
Yeah, 他们会问我在来 church 的小孩子会不会比其他有不一样。
没有，他们说他们家孩子比外面的孩子乖耶。Somehow they know.
They
say the kids in the church seem like more happier.
Yeah, 在教会里面的小孩子会比别人高兴。
At one time I keep telling them, because we teach them the right stuff, you know.
曾经我的小孩就跟我说，他因为在教会教他们是正确的东西。
That's what I thought.
这个是我所想的。
I thought maybe that's why we teach them the good stuff.
因为我常常想我真的会教他们好的东西。
Anyway,
yeah, 我不知道.
Actually, when I teach them, I told them pretty recently.
到了教他们, 我对那个Christy说,
I told them, you know, Mr. Lasser, 不知道, we are teaching now. I'm teaching now in Sunday school.
Yeah, 所以我现在就是在Sunday在主日学上面教了很多好的东西。
And Christy told me.
Christy跟我说,
the kid called me that you are repeating the same lesson so many times.
他说其他小孩子说你老是重复同样的东西。
It's becoming unbearable.
这个是很难再忍受的。
But the truth is that the kid in the church are the same kid in outside.
不过事实是在教会里面的小孩子是跟外面的不一样，还是同样的。
I realize when they become Christian.
我了解到当他们成为基督徒的时候,
the Holy Spirit come into them.
圣灵就会降在他们的中间。
That noble spirit of God dwell within them.
这个神圣的圣灵就会在他们中间。
And they begin to show forth the fruit of the Spirit.
所以他们可以看到圣灵的恩膏。
The fruit of the Spirit is peace.
圣灵的果子。
Yeah. And it's joy.
Yeah, 是喜乐,
goodness.
好的,
and self-control.
是自我控制的,
and somehow, when a kid receives Jesus Christ,
所以有时候当小孩子接受了耶稣基督,
and the Holy Spirit coming to them,
这个圣灵住在他们中间,
they also, but naturally, they begin to show forth the fruit of the Spirit.
他们会表现出来圣灵的果子。
That's why I don't see them. I see them all the time. I don't think they are that much better.
Yeah, 我常常看到, 所以我不太觉得有什么不一样。
But people outside,
不过在外面的人,
they see the kid in the church.
他们看到教会里面的小孩。
They see their own kid.
他们不像看他们自己的小孩。
They see there's a difference in the character.
他们看到他的性格上面有很大的。
The only thing you can account for is because the Holy Spirit lives in them.
Yeah, 因为我们可以知道，就是由于是圣灵住在他们中间。
That's why once we become Christians,
所以当我们成为基督徒的时候,
that Holy Spirit lives within us.
圣灵就会住在我们中间。
And our relationship with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, become very different.
Yeah, 这样我们跟圣灵的关系就变成很不一样。
Very often we see now Holy Spirit come back, right?
Yeah, 我们有时候看到圣灵回来的时候,
when we sing the song, yeah, we sing the song that Holy Spirit come into my heart again.
Yeah, 当我们在唱圣诗的时候, 你会感觉到圣灵又回来了。
这里我请他再回来。 But the Holy Spirit, according to Jesus Holy Spirit, 他叫我, I never leave, I was always here.
Yeah, 不过圣灵会对你说, 我从来没有离开,
I was always inside of you.
我常常的在你里面。
That's why in the gospel, in the New Testament,
所以在新约里面,
you begin to talk when the Bible talks about the relationship, our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣经告诉我们跟圣灵的关系,
turn to Ephesians.
所以在chapter 4，在以弗所书第四章30节, 不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
When you talk about the Holy Spirit,
所以当他们讲到圣灵,
he said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
所以不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
And you see in Thessalonians,
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书,
he said, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
I think the fact is that we are Christians.
是由于事实上我们是基督徒。
We have a lifetime of grieving the Holy Spirit.
我们有一生那么长来消灭圣灵的感动。
We continue to quench the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
我们连续不断地继续消灭圣灵对我们的感动。
That's why when we grieve the Holy Spirit so often, just like we used to grieve our parents.
就我们对圣灵的那些消灭，就好像我们对我们父母一样。
Until our life becomes so weak ourselves.
当我们生命到最软弱的时候,
the Bible tells us not to quench the inspiration of the Spirit.
圣经对我们说，你们不要消灭圣灵对你们的感动。
But we quench the Holy Spirit again and again.
不过我们常常消灭圣灵对我们的感动。 一次又一次。
Until we cannot hear him anymore.
直到终有一天到我们不能再承受这个结果的时候。
So I think it's there for me it's very clear.
所以对于我来说这个是非常明显的。
When you become a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒的时候
Holy Spirit will come into you.
圣灵会住在你中间。
And he is in you forever.
他会跟你住直到永远。
And he always speaking to you.
他常常跟你讲话。
He always guiding you.
他永远带你。
He always guiding me.
他永远，他永
远。And our open response is that we are all continuous reading.
不过我们的反应老是在消灭他的感动。
We are continually preaching.
因为我们常常的为要他为我们担忧。
But I think in the end.
不过到最后。
God promised that He will accomplish the work He is going to do in our life.
Yeah, 神在他答应我们，他一定会为我们生命所做的。
It's very true fire.
他们有火的
经过火、right?
他经过火
through a lot of suffering
要受很多痛苦
we will come to realize that we want to follow the leading of the Spirit
这样我们才会知道我们需要跟随神
that's why I think I don't know whether you guys can see that the Holy Spirit indeed is in you
我不知道你们有没有感觉到圣灵是在你们里面
in fact ifYou feel like now I don't feel any spirit within me.
事实上，有时候你会说没有觉得。
If you 如果你感觉到 there's no Holy Spirit within me at all.
Yeah, 你如果觉得根本没有圣灵在你里面的话。
I think that's a very serious problem.
这个是很严重的问题。
Not a supernatural thing, but
那个不是是迷信的事情。
Because the Bible says that.
因为圣经跟我们说
Bible says, and this, if the Spirit is not in you, you are not the children of God.
除非有圣灵在你中间，你就不会是神的儿女。
I think that is a very, very, yeah, verse 14. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
凡是因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿女
神的儿子 right? Children of God
Children, 神的儿子
will be led by the Spirit of God
他们会圣灵所引导
we may not obey him
我们不一定会听
but he will lead you
不过他会带领你
but if you never fear the presence of Holy Spirit
如果你都是不害怕圣灵的引导
We probably need to become a Christian first.
所以你是应该看看你的那个基督徒。
I want to go back to how do we know whether the Holy Spirit is working in the church?
等我现在再重复一下那个圣灵怎么在我们教会里面的存在。
Yeah, the first thing Jesus said that the Spirit will be with us forever.
耶稣基督说那个圣灵会跟我们永远同在
He is with us He is
他跟我们在一起
And he is in us
他在我们里面
And another thing that Jesus also said I think is in let's go to John chapter 16 Yeah, 16 verse 13
在约翰福音16章16节
Yeah16章13节
我只有
16章13节 Well, maybe we go to another one. Let's
go to Chapter 1. Let's go to that one. 在
John 16. Maybe Andy can read that.
Okay, 16章8节，他既来了，受要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Yeah, when the Holy Spirit comes, He will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment.
就是十六章第八节。
Yeah, 第八节。Very often people think when the Holy Spirit comes.
有很多人说等那个圣灵来的时候。
You are going to be so excited.
你会感到非常的刺激。
In fact, some of the church people get so excited, they run around.
有些教会他们那些人会站起来到处跑。
They speak in tongues.
他们会讲方言。
And they got so excited, they laugh non-stop.
Yeah, 他们可以笑得不停的。
And then sometimes I see, if you go to the internet, YouTube, you see some of the speaking in tongues.
有时候你上网可以看到一些讲方言的片段。
When the spirit comes, they run around so much, and they jump up and down, laughing non-stop.
当圣灵来到他们那边，他们到处跑，跳来跳去，他们有时候在震，
发抖，他们在邪灵，容易塞门。
他们是由于他们太刺激了。
But here Jesus said, when the Spirit comes.
不过在这里，耶稣基督跟我们说，圣灵来的时候
，He calls us to rebuild ourselves.
他要我们再重新看我们自己。
He calls the person to review himself.
他要人要好好要看他自己。
Yeah, he calls that person to realize there's so many things wrong with himself.
你可以知道自己其实是很多罪在你中间。
When the spirit comes, usually the guy wants to repent.
当圣灵来的时候，人通常都会认罪。
I think the natural thing for people.
这个是很自然的。
The very natural thing is that we can see other people's fault.
我们很容易看到人家的错。
It's very easy for people to come to you need to improve this, you need to improve that.
这个非常容易的人可以来到你面前说你错了，你要
改。People come to church, they say so much things you need to improve.
他们来到我们教会都是要人要怎么样去改进。
But Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes,
不过耶稣基督说，当圣灵来的时候
，calls you to rebuild yourself.
你应该要，要好好的，
他
荣耀，
叫我们自己责备自己，
要自己责备自己。
Yeah, we see that our idea of a sin.
所以看着我们对罪的了解。
When I read Bible, we come to the Bible says we come to worship Him.
当我们来敬拜赞美神的时候
，Bible, the Spirit says you don't even love Him, we don't even care for Him in reality.
其实在实质上我们来不过，其实我们没有真的在赞美。
The Spirit very often reveals to us.
圣灵很多时候都会跟我们说
，We claim to worship Him.
我们常常就是说，我们来敬拜他。
但是 God says that you care for other people, think of you, then what you got, what God think of you?
其实神会跟你说，你只是做出来给人家看，你根本不是给我看。
So contrary to a lot of exciting church.
相反的，我们看到其他一些非常刺激的教会。
When Spirit is working,
当那个圣灵在做活工的时候
，people repent.
人会认罪悔改。
They want to change.
他们想改变。
They see their own fault.
他们看到自己的错误。
They don't go around jumping for joy.
其实不需要到那个处跑跳来跳去。
Jesus said when the Spirit comes.
耶稣基督说，当圣灵来的时候。
You don't review other people.
你不是看到人家的错。
You review yourself.
你是看到自己的。
And let's go to another verse.
我们看另外一个经文。
That's in John 15, it was John 15, 16. Yeah. John 15, 16 is here.
Yeah, 16, 18, 14.
Okay, I went there. Jesus talked so much about the Holy Spirit, keep some of the words out.
Yeah, 耶稣基督讲了很多关于圣灵的事情，然后我没有办法把他所有都
读出来。那么我 earlier I sent it to Andy。
所以他所以作者记了很多经文在。
And then I read something more interesting。
所以我又看到一些很有趣的。
So I decided to maybe I'm going to
所以我决定我把一些把它
Let me read.
把放弃。好，等我。
15:26说。从父出来的真理的圣灵，他来了，就是要为我做见证。
哎呀，就是要会。哦，来来来，欢迎。OK， 约翰福音十五章二十六节，但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证。
Jesus said that Holy Spirit come，
就是当圣灵来的时候。
As to testify for him，
所以他就为神做见证。
To witness for Jesus。
所以他作为他的证明。
I think very often we go to some church。
所以我们常常有时候去其他的教会。
They tell you if you are filled with the Spirit, you can know that you the Spirit is in you。
Yeah， 他会跟你说，越过圣灵充满你的时候，你会知道圣灵在你里面。
Because people can tell。
因为人家可以。
You speak in tongues。
因为你讲方言。
The Spirit testifies for you。
因为这个圣灵会为你做见证。
But here。
不过在这里。
Jesus said that the Spirit testifies for Jesus。
Yeah， 不过这里说那个圣灵是为耶稣基督来作证。
Here， Jesus don't even say the Holy Spirit testifies for himself。
他这里耶稣根本没有说那个圣灵是为我来做见证。
That's why I think。
所以我想。
A lot of traditional church。
所以一些传统的教会。
People say that they don't talk about Holy Spirit。
他们绝对不会说圣灵的东西。
Why do they want not talk about Holy Spirit more？
为什么他们不说多一点圣灵的事情呢
？I think partially。
因为一部分。
Because Spirit comes to the church not to testify for himself。
因为圣灵来的，他不是来为自己做见证。
He is in the church。To testify for Jesus，
然后他是想劝那个教会来见证耶稣基督。
He is not come to the church to testify for you。
他那个圣灵来的不是为了来
为我
为我们做见证。
So that people can say that I have Spirit。
Yeah， 所有人可以说我有圣灵。
Jesus said the job of the Holy Spirit is to testify for him。
耶稣基督说，圣灵主要的工作是要为我做见证。
No, recently in my study on Gospel of John。
所以最近我在研究约翰福音。
You guys remember when Jesus changed water into wine？
你们还记得耶稣基督把水变成酒的故事吗
？In that his first miracle。
这个是他做第一个的神迹。
Everybody talked about the wine。
每一个人都在说，只是说酒。
They wish they had more wine。
他们宁愿有多一点酒。
Everybody wants the flavor is great。
他们说这个酒是真好酒。
But nobody talk about Jesus。
不过没有人提及耶稣基督。
Nobody even ask。
根本没有人去问。
Who is this person that performed the miracle？
是谁来做这个神迹
？Only a couple of his disciples。
只有他的侍徒。
Say that who is this man that can change water into wine？
他们就问一个问题，说他就是谁，他能把水变成酒。
The world see the wine。
整个世界只看到酒。
But his disciples see Jesus。
不过他的使徒可以看到耶稣。
Also, I remember when Jesus feed the 5,000。
当耶稣基督喂饱5,000人。
Everybody want to believe。
每一个人都想相信。
Everybody follow him。
每一个人都跟随他。
They want to make him the king。
他们想他作为王。
And Jesus told him, "You follow me because of the bread."
你其实来跟随我只是为了面包。
Because you have been fed。
因为你给喂饱。
But Jesus said that, but that's not important。
不过耶稣说这个是不重要的。
Jesus said, "I am the real bread."
耶稣说我才是真正的
粮饼。You
can eat me。你现在在我。
You have to drink my blood。
你要喝我的血。
Bible says 5,000 of them believe when they eat the bread before.
Yes, 圣经说那5,000人就离开了。
And after Jesus says, "I'm the real deal."
所以当耶稣基督说我才是真正的粮。
Bible says that people say this is tough stuff to believe.
所以他们说这个是很难相信的事情。
How can we eat him?
我们怎么可以吃他呢
？This is ridiculous.
这个是荒谬的。
How are we going to drink his blood?
我们怎么可以喝他的血呢
？But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
不过耶稣说，我才是生命的粮。
I think even up to today.
就是直到现在。
people come.
人来到这里。
They want to get God's blessing.
他们只是想得到神的祝福。
But they forget the God who gives the blessing. They don't see the God who gives the blessing.
不过他们没有看到赐福给我们的神。
And that's why God sent the Holy Spirit.
所以神就要差派圣灵来到教会。
So that we can tell them.
等我们可以对他们说。
Now, health is very important.
健康是很重要的。
But the real thing is eternal life.
不过还最重要的还是永生。
Jesus is interesting.
耶稣有兴趣的是。
But he gives you real life.
那个耶稣基督给你真正的生命。
That's why I think.
所以我想。
The Holy Spirit will work in the church.
那个圣灵会在教会里面动工。
When the church witnesses for him.
当那个教会看到他的时候。
当教会为他做见证的
时候，为做见证的
时候。Because that's the job of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is not here to show that we are spiritual.
那个圣灵在这里不是只是表示我们有圣灵。
Jesus said the Holy Spirit is here so that we can so the Spirit can testify for you.
Yeah, 耶稣基督说圣灵在这里是为了为他做见证。
I think another thing that I found very interesting.
我看到另一个很有趣的经文。
John chapter 16 verse 14. 14.
约翰福音十六章十四节，他要荣耀我，因为他要将受于我的告诉你们。
The Spirit comes, but he said he will not glorify me.Because it is from me that he will receive that what he will make known to you. The Holy Spirit is come to glorify Jesus Christ.
圣灵来到是要荣耀耶稣基督。
That's why Paul himself said.
所以保罗说。
I don't want to talk about anything.
我不想讲其他的。
Except Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
只有说耶稣基督本身跟钉十字架。
That's why I think the church, how will work in the church.
所以他怎么样在教会里面动工？
If that church try to glorify Jesus.
如果这个教会是为了荣耀耶稣。
I think in the end, if our church begin to talk about how to live a successful life.
如果我们教会在最后只是说我们怎么样过生活。
It might be very busy.
你们会非常忙碌的。
Maybe the church is very crowded.
或者说那个教会非常那个人非常多。
I think the biggest church all talk about how to become successful in life.
那个很大的教会里面，他们大概只是注意生活的事情。
But Jesus said that the task of the Holy Spirit.
不过耶稣基督说过圣灵来到这里所要做的事情
is not to glorify man
不是来荣耀神荣耀人
is not help us get wealthy
也不是为了我们得到钱财
I mean these are byproducts I mean these are all very important
这些都是非常重要的事情
but I think in order Jesus for the spirit to work in the church
不过耶稣基督说圣灵在教会里面所做的功
That church must glorify Jesus Christ.
那个教会一定要把荣耀归于耶稣基督。
That's why I think if our church
如果我们的教会
calls you to repent
叫人悔改
calls you want to witness for Jesus Christ
叫你为耶稣基督作证
calls for us want to be to glorify you.
我们把荣耀归给他。
In the spirit will work here.
Yeah, 所以他的圣灵会在这里做工。
Because that's the job description for the Holy Spirit.
因为这个是圣灵所应该做的事情。
I a lot of my I listen to a lot of Tang Tolo's lecture online.
我听了很多 Stephen Tong 的见证。
Yeah.He said that very often when we obey the Holy Spirit,
当我们有时候服从圣灵的带领时
，which we seldom do, we now have a doing.
Yeah, 我们通常很少这样做。
in that obedience, in that submission.
当我们服从、顺从、顺服。
That needs strength.
神会赐给你力量。
Sometimes I told my kids to study.
我叫我的小孩子念书。
After I say it, my work is done.
当我讲完了，我就觉得我所做的
很难。
当等小孩子去流汗去病去做他们的事情。
There is really nothing I can do for
them. 因为我已经不能再做其他事。
But he said that is not the case with the Holy Spirit.
不过这个不是圣灵应该做的事情。
When we submit to the Holy Spirit,
当我们贡献我们给圣灵的时候。
That's where the strength comes from.
这个就是力量的来源。
He gave a couple example.
等我给几个例子。
He said that when he is really very tired.
当你感到非常疲累的时候。
Somehow the Holy he feels God wants you to do certain things.
你一定要认为神希望你要做一些事情。
Now he was trying to do this, and then he decides to submit.
他觉得自己要奉献。
And then he witnessed and experienced the strength that comes from God.
他可以见证那个力量真的是从神而来。
他就经历到神的能力。
Yeah, 他经历到。
Very often he said that he realized he should build a church.
他觉得神叫他应该去建立一个教会。
Very often a lot of members in the church say, where is the money?
Yeah, 有很多 member 就问他钱从
哪里来。
你有没有看到钱？
你 get stuck， 你懂我
讲没有？就停住了。
But he said when he just submit to the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 不过他真的向圣灵来承认的时候
，he see God working.
他看到神在做工。
Even in our own little short experience.
就是在我们一些短短的经验里面。
I remember when we decided to go ahead and start building a church.
Yeah, 我记得当我们在决定要盖我们自己的教会的时候
and look at how much we have in the bank.
Yeah, 我们看看我们银行的存款
I think basically that's stuck. We got stuck right there. We need to do the bank.
我们就堵在那个地方
But for some reason we decide to go ahead.
Yeah, 不过某种原因我们决定还是做下去
Even now I'm still amazed.
Yes.受伤到现在，我还是觉得很惊讶。
Some of us prepare a piece of land right off the exit, a very good exit in the center of Orange County.
Yeah, 那个神为我们准备了一个非常好的地。
We would think or maybe one or two acres is all we can take.
Yeah, 不过我们以为只可以拿到一亩跟两亩的地。
But somehow God gave us a big piece of land.
Yeah, 不过神赐给我们一块很大的地。
When we went to talk to the engineer, that do work on that piece of land before.
当我去跟那个工程师来讨论这个地的时候
，And he and I were there.
Yeah, 我跟就是都
在。And he was the last guy.
他说上次在申请这个土地的人。
They spent maybe a quarter of $1 million.
他们大概用了25万。
And they spent 3 years.
他们用了3年的时间。
They could not get it approved.
他们没有得到那个康体的允许。
Goshen planning board is tough.
Goshen 那个地方的那个政府是非常麻烦的。
And we were afraid too.
Yeah, 我们那个时候也是很害怕。
Now I realize, now I look back.
不过现在我回头看的时候
，I see the Goshen planning board made it do all kind of tests.
Yeah, 我看到那个 Goshen 那个 board。要他们做很多实验
That's why a lot of study
做很多研究
And that's why they spent quarter of $1 million
所以他们用了25万
And now when it's our turn
然后现在是我们的
And when they want us to do the same test, the test was done
Yeah, 他们要我们所做的实验其实以前已经做了
They spentThousands of dollars.
他们用了3000的钱。
So we spent a couple hundred dollars to upgrade it.
我们只是花了几百块钱去把它弄好一点。
They usually take about $8,000 to do the survey and a lot of other tests.
啊，他们有些在社会就测量的时候大概要用8000块钱。
But somehow we upgrade, I mean 2000 be a lot.
我们现在只花了2000块钱。
But there are so many other tests.
不过他还有其他的项目要做。
I see that God already prepared for the church.
我可以看到神真的为我准备了一
笔。We just look at how much money we have.
你可以看看我们银行里有多少钱。
We will get stuck by a lot of other people.
我们永远都会停在那个地方。
But we want to learn.
我们要学习。
We also want to follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们要跟随神的带领。
We don't want to preach.
我们不想令圣灵担忧。
Because he is at work here.
因为这个是最坏的情况。
因为他在这里工作。
我因为他在这里工作。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is at work, and I know he is at work in our heart.
Yeah, 因为我们知道圣灵是在我们里面做工。
Because we all have struggle.
因为我们都在挣扎。
If you have struggle,
如果你有挣扎。
Because spirit is not happy with a lot of things we are doing.
因为圣灵他不太高兴我们所做的事情。
And later change.
我们需要改变去改变。
Yeah, because also spirit is talking to us.
因为圣灵跟我们讲话。
And that's why.Even though sometimes I know our church is quiet.
虽然我知道我们教会有时候非常安静。
When I see other people clapping and jumping and rolling around.
不过有时候我看到其他人在地上打滚唱歌的时候。
So exciting.
是非常的刺激的。
We do want to know whether is the spirit working.
我们真的想知道，真的是在圣灵在做工吗？
And I know the Spirit is working here.
因为我是知道圣灵在
在
里面。
Yeah, study of Gospel John.
有几个人在看。
你马上 study of
Gospel. 在研究那个约翰福音的时候。
Really, God does speak to us so much.
神真的对我们讲了很多话。
And I know even in this church.
就是在我们的教会里面。
From our own willingness just to serve.
从我们在的见证里面。
We begin to understand the working of God.
Yeah, 我们开始明白了神对我们所做的工作。
And according to the Gospel of John, that's another way that the Spirit is working.
在约翰福音来说，这个也是圣灵对我们所做不一样的工作。
Yeah, and I know our church is in good hands because the Spirit of God is being.
Yeah, 我们知道我们的教会是在神的手里。我觉得时间差不多了，我是非常感谢圣灵对我们的带领。